Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
How come you don't remember anybody's name?
Because I don't care what their name is.
What do you wish your name was?
Nick. So then I would have a nickname.
You cheeky bastard, man.
Fucking Henny Youngman over here.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Say my name. Say my name.
Say my name when I'm banging you.
You're Heisenberg. You're goddamn right. You remember that line, Tonzo?
Oh, yeah.
That was a fucking great line in that series.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
That was badass, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
See, a lot goes into a fucking name.
It does.
I thought that series was a little above average.
Really?
I'm in the minority.
I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah.
I actually went around for a while going, it's better than the fucking Sopranos. I felt that way for a while. I know that's blasphemy.
Because you were pissed?
Yeah.
Because you were pissed it's a Sopranos.
No, not really. I mean, just...
I think that's night and day comparison.
Yeah, I guess it is. If I really had to choose final analysis.
I mean, it's definitely a top five for me.
Absolutely. Deadwood. I know a guy named fucking Beachwood. Bob Beachwood. Wouldn't you fucking hammer yourself in the head if that was your name?
Yeah, did you drive a beach wagon?
Who's that? Oh, hello, Beachwood. Isn't that a name that just invites punishment and ridicule? Oh, there's Beachwood.
I remember a guy that was friends with my mother that his name was Dan Dinky. And fucking he got terrorized his entire fucking life.
I would think.
And
his nickname was Little.
He changed his name to fucking Buddy Frazier.
I like that. That's so fucking off. It's good, Frazier, right? Yeah.
Buddy Frazier.
It's kind of clunky and awkward, but I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. Hi, Buddy Frazier. Pleased to meet you.
Yeah. But, you know, back in your days, you know, fucking a man used to mean something. Like a name used to mean something.
The Salamancas. Yeah. Both first name and last name, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But like a name, like it stood for something. It meant something. And it seems like names now, it's like they're just taking suffixes and fucking, they're just taking things and smashing
and
them together.
It's like, you know, I was at the beach and there's someone yelling for her kid, a boy. Parker.
Oh, man.
Parker. It's like, what the fuck?
That's a big, big problem, PM, man.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
It is.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Because not only has the poor kid got the fucking name, you just look at the person, that mother, who named him that. Yeah, you know, she's a fucking
problem. It's a whole different, nicer world nowadays, though.
You can't
bully anybody. You can't bully anyone in school anymore. You get in trouble.
No. There's no beatings to be given. You know what I mean?
They expel you.
I'm trying to pull up my thing here.
Everyone knows my nickname's Harmon. Do they know how I got my nickname?
Yes, I believe so, man. I believe it had something to do with a dinger home run.
Yes, down right down the street. I got named after Harmon Killebrew when I was...
A lot of people don't fucking know that in modern times.
Yeah.
Only us old timers.
They don't know, yeah.
These young whippersnappers don't fucking know.
I think he had 586 career homers or something.
Yeah, he was a top 10 home run man, the prick.
Animal.
That fucking name.
Yeah, one of my nicknames when I lived in Florida, I didn't have any friends, and I was just swimming all the time in the pool, and there was these kids that lived in the apartment that was, like, overlooking the pool, and then eventually, like, they were there, and they started talking to me and stuff, and they're like, we already have a nickname for you. It was Goggle Dog. Because I used to dress like over-the-top hip-hop, wearing my baggy jeans to the pool, and I'd have my goggles, and they called me Goggle Dog, and that fucking never died. Yeah.
You know what they called me for a while? Johnny Fire.
Ooh,
because nice. Somebody fucked up saying my name.
Oh.
I want some movie. They go, call on our names.
Oh, yeah. You just take out the O, right?
Yeah. So they're going, John Fire?
Yeah.
John Fire? So then going forward for a while, I was Johnny Fire. Wow.
That's not bad.
I said, that ain't a fucking bad name, huh?
That's a power name. One of the nicknames was Ralph because I throw up a lot. Angelo, my middle name.
Angelo fucking Dundee.
Yeah.
Yeah, my nickname has like almost overcome my fucking name. I'm at the point where nobody,
knows your name.
Yeah.
There's people that I've known for years that don't, like, that have no idea what my government name is.
Right.
And it's like, I like it. It's like the nickname supersedes the name.
Yeah.
Because, like, we all know there's three different phases of the nickname. The first stage is fucking denial, where you're like, fuck that, I don't like it. The second stage is acceptance, when you're like, all right, I guess you can call me, you know, the nickname. And then this transformation.
You become the nickname.
You embrace it.
Oh, yeah, and that's, like, I took Tonzo, like, Tonzo the Clown to the next level. Like, I learned how to make fucking balloon animals.
Wow.
I would show up to the bar with a fucking clown wig and make fucking balloon animals, and the broads were all over me.
It was fucking ridiculous. So you fully transmogrified.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck the word is.
You Tonzo-fied.
Into fucking Tonzo.
Oh, yeah.
Where you actually... literally became Tonzo.
Yes, I wired into fucking...
Do you feel that way now still?
Oh, yeah. It's who I am.
I know. Now that you're... I go, what the fuck is his real name?
Yeah.
You know his real name?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
I have a horrible middle name. My middle name is Francis.
Oh. Then the old timers go, well, hello, Timothy.
Oh, yeah.
Did they say Timothy?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And I always hated it. I was never, like, I guess people called me Tim, and I was okay with that.
Timmy?
But I didn't like Timmy, and I didn't like Timothy. Like, it just sounded way too, like, I'm too cool for that.
Yeah, Tim's better.
Yeah, yeah. Tim's, like, kind of, like, middle-of-the-road guy. Maybe he works IT. You know, like,
Timothy is a no-go.
Yeah,
I'm with you on
Timothy's
that.
A serial killer.
You don't want that name.
And Timmy is like a fucking lovable idiot. You know, like, so I guess I fall into that category too.
You know what bothers me? When people call the house, you know, these fucking telemarketers, whatever, whoever the fuck it is, even if they're not, they don't know my fucking name. They can't pronounce my fucking name. Is it really that
Fiore?
They're going, John, that's how Fire started. And then people going, is John Fi or there?
I mean, it's not that exotic.
No.
Fiore without pronouncing the E.
Yeah, I don't like that.
If you're not Italian.
I don't like that. Yeah. Some people say Fury. I go, no.
No, no, no.
Do you get Foray or something like that?
Fury, like Fury.
Yeah, well, there's a kid. Kid,
Nick Fury is a fucking character, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a fucking superhero.
Kid that lives near here, and that's how we say his name. That's what everyone calls him, Fury.
You know what I mean? It's one of them names people want
to
use.
But you didn't have to.
Name.
You had a pretty cool name. You didn't have to change it for showbiz.
No, my name.
Ever think of it
for showbiz? Never.
No.
Well, actually,
No one ever suggested.
Fucking Dak Rambo, but it was taken.
How about John? What about the when you were the nightclub singer?
Leo Las Vegas?
Yeah.
What are some of the cool names you've had? Is
Johnny Slade. That's a good name, huh?
That's the one
that
I like.
That is a good one.
That's the one I like. Johnny Slade.
Johnny Slade. Yeah. That's another winner, isn't it?
I like that one.
Yeah, it's just a smooth-sounding name where fucking, like, all the names now, they sound so stupid, and they sound demeaning. Like, they don't sound like boys' names. They sound like dogs' names. They're just,
it's made up on the spot sometime, right?
Yeah.
Fucking trendy. You know what bothers me as an Italian? I feel, you correct me if I'm wrong, that no Italian named John is really a Jonathan.
No.
So, I can't tell you how many people I go, John Fiore. They go, now, is that J-O-H or was it J-O-N? I go,
no.
Fucking J-O-H-N. It bothers me.
How about Italians that shorten their names?
Yeah.
I'll change their names to a non-Italian sounding name.
They did that. And I, you know, we were kids. Some people did.
Yeah.
They wanted to blend in, the poor bastards.
They want to have a chance.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. Some people, I'm really Italian, you know. My real name is fucking Di Balboa.
I came very close. I came very close to being named Mickey after Mickey Mantle.
Oh.
And
that would have been a nice handle.
Yeah.
And then very close to being named Angelo after my grandfather. And there was a big debate, like a lot of the old timers were pissed that they decided to call me my real name and didn't stick with Angelo. You know, people like, well, a couple of them said, well, it sounds too greasy. You know, it's probably, give him a chance, don't name him Angelo.
Yeah, Angelo's like a few steps below, like, say, fucking Guido.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little better.
It's better.
It's way better.
But ideally, you don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guido's not a very complimentary name.
Guido is just fucking cut from the team completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I came very close. Like, the older, like, my father's, like, brothers, I think a couple of them said, well, you know, not a good idea. Maybe don't name him Angelo. They were kind of was talking about it. But then, like, his uncles, and they were pissed. You know, I didn't get the name Angelo because
your greaseball bona fides would have went up a fucking ton with that handle, right? They go, man, I guess this guy's fucking Italian.
Yeah, exactly. Italian or Greek, right?
Right.
Yeah.
A Mediterranean.
Yeah.
How about a Spaniard?
Ooh. From Spain.
Right. Yeah. See that guy? He's a dashing Spaniard.
Yeah, Portugal. What's it? Greece,
fucking region is the same fucking.
Italy, Greece, and Portugal and Spain, the Mediterranean countries.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Someday I will sail the fucking Mediterranean.
Like my father grew up with a guy that was Portuguese his whole life. He didn't know he was Portuguese until in his 50s. He always thought he was
devastated?
Italian.
Ah.
He had a regular sounding name. Oh, like a regular Italian sounding name, but it was Portuguese.
He must have felt bad.
He couldn't even tell he was Portuguese. He's a nice guy. Like, well, if he's Portuguese, he wouldn't be a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way you think, you know? How about when someone's in the witness protection program and they're Italian, they get a name like Tim Jones?
And they go around town all shifty eyed.
Yeah, they're fucking shaking down people.
Right. How about you and the fucking missus go fucking head out to a new place? All of a sudden, you're new people in a new fucking place.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah.
We're fucking.
So you're in Arizona somewhere. Yeah.
That's fucking gonna be a trip. Yeah. Huh? You blend in. Go ahead. Go. Oh, yeah, blend in. Yeah. Blend in with everybody.
Good luck. They hear your accent.
Oh, fuck that. Right? Yeah. I'm Phil Babcock. From fucking Vermont.
I'm Brandon Carter.
Yeah. Yeah, Brandon. That's it's not a name I ever really went for.
I always liked the name Rock. Like Rock Hudson.
Oh, yeah. That's a power name.
That's a great name.
That's fucking pure power.
Yeah.
Powerhouse.
How about Max?
Maximus?
Max,
okay. Max, but it's true, though.
Max Baer was a boxer. I think of like a lot of hockey players named Max nowadays.
I mean, definitely Jack, Chuck. Yeah, those are power names, right?
Yeah.
Chuck.
Let's take Octavius. A quick look at some of these names that are like the popular names. Liam, Noah, Oliver. Just those are the top three out the gate. Like these are the kids.
Well, Liam, that's current.
Yeah, this is of 2023.
My kids are in their middle to late 20s, and they went to school.
Can't even read that.
I can't either. But but Liam, they both went to school with Liam's.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of a popular name.
My son
the
went to school Irish with Liam. Name. You know what's fucking weird about the most famous Liam Neeson? I don't even think Liam's in any of the fucking 12 names. He's John Richard fucking Carpenter fucking Jackson. AKA Liam Neeson. You go, huh?
Did you ever meet him?
No.
Yeah, there's I'll just run down a couple of them. Theodore.
Oh,
Ted.
Teddy Tube Steak. I know a kid named Teddy Tube Steak.
Teddy Tube Steak.
Because they say he liked the tube steak. So they go, you know, Ted? Which one? Ted. No, you don't know Teddy Tube Steak.
That's
now we know.
That's a big Greek name, Ted.
Yeah.
I know a buddy of mine, he used to get rubber tugs all the time, and we called him Teddy Tugs.
Anybody Teddy gets a fucking name attached, it seems, at the end.
Oh, yeah. You can. That's a good one that you can just tack anything on.
It's just one of them names.
Tedwa.
But that's the thing. The people that are calling their kids Theodore, they're not calling them Teddy. They're calling them Theo.
Ooh.
What do you think of that one?
Well, that's more Greek sounding.
It
Theo.
Could be okay. I know this actor guy. He's got his last name, Theo, whatever the fuck. It sounds good on him. It fits him. But I don't like the trend. I don't like trendiness.
Yeah. Mateo, Levi,
Sebastian. Levi.
So my daughters have a cousin, Mateo, that's in his 30s. Yeah. That made a comeback.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like back then, it was like a different name, and now it's coming back as like a new name.
Right. So, for example, later. Right? Okay. Whatever you perceive my Italian level at, right?
Yeah.
As John Fiore. If my name was Matteo Fiore, what do you think automatically?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
What
do you wish, right?
How about if your name was Johnny Slade?
Marcello. John Fiore, real name Marcello Fiorentino.
Is that a shortened version of Italian?
Was born in fucking Rome.
That's like, is that a shortened version of an Italian?
My name?
Yeah.
No.
Fiorentino.
Well, there's Fiorentinos.
Yeah, yeah.
And nice all thing. That. The little flower Fiore. No, just flower.
Flower.
Actually, yeah.
Number 19 is fucking Asher.
Oh, that's a big no.
Is that Asher Kutcher?
Asher. No, that's Ashton.
Oh, Ashton.
Yep, this is Asher.
A names don't work out like for boys overall. It's just all kind of squishy like that, you know?
Andy.
This is the start of a whole fucking separate one. The suffix D-E-N. There's Aiden, Hayden, Braden. I saw something fucking on that.
Yeah, Braden just seems okay, passable to me. I don't know.
But it sounds like you're just like Creighton fucking. I saw one on that wrestling documentary on Netflix, The Trashy White Broad. She named her kid Zayden. I'm like, that's like, there's no person in history whose name was fucking Zayden. You made it up. It's like a comic book character.
Dumb names they come up with.
Stupid names. And of course, you have classics like fucking David, Jacob. Logan is another
one. Jacob was kind of a cool name.
Jake, like the biblical. Snake.
Biblical, right?
Yeah, it is. Jake the Snake. Yeah, Jake is kind of like a cool guy, like part of his name, right?
But you got to be, if you're named Jake, you better be a fucking cowboy. What's your, how you doing? I'm Jake. You better come off as fucking Jake.
I know a Jake who works on a shipyard is a gruff bastard.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Jake.
Is that like shortened version of John or Jack or...
I don't know.
What, Jake?
Yeah.
I guess Jake is Jacob.
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Not a freestanding.
I wonder if you like those kind of names, you call the guy Jake, and they go, it's Jacob?
Yeah.
They won't have it.
This one does not sound manly. Grayson?
Ooh. My son goes to school. Isn't there a guy? Grayson. They call him Gray.
Who's Grayson? Grayson Kelly. Who's that?
I don't know.
I know Grace Kelly.
Yeah, it's like a Grayson Kelly, I think. The guy,
I'm fucking Gray Johnson.
Yeah,
right. So I mean, we have named yourself a color then. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know a kid named Gray from this town. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
Do you know a kid named Maverick?
Yeah, Mav, really? Mav. Yeah, a kid went to school with my kids.
You no better shit. Live Mav. In deep fucking Texas to name a kid Maverick.
Yeah.
What's his name? What do you call the boy?
It's a pretty cool.
That's Maverick.
Yeah, see, I think cowboys when I hear that, so I think it's pretty cool.
We call him fucking Mav.
Yeah, Mav is his
nickname.
He
turns into Merv.
I watched a documentary about the guy that did the promotion for that White Sox game, the Disco Sucks game, where fucking shit went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That was nuts.
He had his kid legally named. His name's Night Train. And he's just like this goofy white dude.
Man.
I think he's like an accountant or something.
Oh, what the fuck?
And fucking he's going around the office and like people have to, like he's like in like a proper environment and people have to call him Night Train.
That's fucking unbelievable. That's crazy, isn't it?
But what's better than giving nicknames to fucking people that you don't like or people that you have to work with or
people
just,
you know? I do that all the time.
Oh,
yeah. I do it.
Yeah. I always have a name for somebody.
Even if they're not even mean. Like, I go up to Maine. There's a guy that lives there.
Yeah.
He's in the Navy, wears the hat. What's going on, John? How are you? I've labeled him the fucking commander.
Yeah.
Easy.
It's the guy that reads.
No, it's another guy.
People read still there?
Yeah, oh, yeah, him, yeah. That's the commander.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he reads and looks up and spies on you.
You get along with him now?
Yeah, he's a good watchdog.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good, yeah.
He better not be listening to this.
They're right across from the beach, and they stay in back of the house and read instead of sitting on the beach.
Then there's this other fucking salami up there, right? He wears the high socks and a fanny pack. You know how fucking bad that look is? With the tucked-in tank top and a high-panted short. Okay,
so right off the bat,
he looks like a fucking shit bum. Okay, but somehow he owns like 7 houses up there, and every time you fucking bump into him, he'll remind you that he owns 7 houses.
Oh.
I've labeled him the bragger.
Yeah, good.
Now, I've had the ability in my life to make other people pick up on my nickname. Other people are now using those nicknames up there. They mentioned the commander and the bragger.
John's a bad boy of the neighborhood up there.
Yeah. There was a job that I did
there was
a guy that he was always up your ass watching what you were doing, and like to the point where I was putting in a window, and our buddy's on the Joe's on the outside. He's looking at me, and he sees the guy go underneath me while I'm holding the fucking window. So we nicknamed him Bird's Eye because he always had to have a bird's eye view of everything. Like nicknaming people is one of my favorite fucking things.
Construction names, right? This kid, friend of mine, we built a couple of houses together in the town where I live. You'd be talking to him, and the next thing you know, he'd be on top of the fucking roof like 30 seconds later. Not even. You'd be like, what the fuck? So I nicknamed him Flash.
Yeah.
He's fucking, he'd be fucking gone. He'd be on the roof like immediately.
We named this poor prick. His name was Lucarini.
Yeah.
I think it said this, right? We called him Lukey Leukemia. I mean, just dumbness. You know, we didn't fucking mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have it. But we decided that was his fucking name.
A friend of mine used to call me Timmy Tuberculosis. He used to call me Timmy Tuberks.
So what you're saying is giving someone a disease nickname is a common fucking phenomenon.
Yeah,
right?
I guess
in the house.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
The disease nickname.
People call me Amon. They think it's Amon or Almond.
Almond. Tell them you're Amon.
Amon.
I got a dear friend, right? For 40 years, we only refer to each other as Al. From The Godfather.
Oh, that's great.
Hard fucking core. We've never said our real names to each other in all these times. I'll be talking to him like this, you know what I mean, Al? But when he says my name, he'll call me Al. When it's time for me to use his name again, I'll go, you get what I'm saying, Al?
me and a lot of my college buddies call each other Joe.
Yeah,
okay, right. Joe, just all call each other Joe.
Right.
And then I got a guy.
That was a trend.
Me and a guy who's like a mentor to me, we call each other Ace.
Ace is always a cool name.
Yeah.
I was going to say in the nickname division, Ace is a great nickname. Ace and Slick.
Slick.
I always used to like Bruiser.
Bruiser.
Oh, yeah. He's a bruiser. That's a big word my old man used. This kid's a fucking bruiser.
Oh, yeah. You don't hear that anymore.
He's a brute.
That's true. Isn't it funny, though? You don't hear this anymore. Yeah. Because, like you said, with the fights dying out, people don't talk about it like they did.
Yeah, he's a brute.
What are some of the names that you associate, like, fucking, like, either criminals or dirtbags or scumbags with, or just people that are shady people?
First and last names or either
just
or?
Just a first name. Please. I'd say for men, I got a couple. Shane is one for me.
Shane.
I know a lot of scumbag Shanes.
Really?
Keith is it's a middle of the road. I know a couple good
it's
ones.
It's problematic.
Yeah, but Keith, I know a lot of shitty Keiths.
I know some fucked up Keiths.
Oh, yeah.
Shane, not so much.
Yeah.
I only knew one Shane.
Chad is another one, of course.
Yeah.
Chad?
I mean, there's some good ones, but I've especially around here, there's a lot of fucking scumbag Chads.
I feel those guys deeply are disturbed by that name. They wish they never got that name. You agree?
Yeah, it's just like a token.
I don't think
like,
I know any Chads.
I don't either.
Chad Palmateri. Oh,
it's,
no. It's Chad.
He's Collagio.
Yeah.
Be a man. Experience!
Hippie names.
Moonchild.
Serenity.
Destiny.
Hi, I'm Sage.
Yeah.
These are still but these, like all, these all double the stripper's names.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But they this came under the category of hippie baby names that I saved here.
Those hippie babies are in their 50s now.
Yeah, no shit.
Right? How about fucking Hi, I'm Autumn. You like those kind of names?
Summer.
Blossom.
Summers are usually trollops.
You take out the L on his bosom.
Speaking of summer, I mentioned this maybe before. The chick, she was Summer Dragon. That was her name.
Oh, yeah.
The real name was Dragona. Speaking of
yeah,
Greek.
Yeah, maybe the girl took her clothes off, right?
No, not this one.
Donna Chang.
But what a fucking name that is, though. Hi, I'm John Fiore. I'm Summer Dragon. What?
Nah.
Holy shit, I better change my fucking name. Put a little more pizzazz in it, huh?
Summer Dragon and Nuts.
Yeah. How about if I come up to me, what's your name? Tim. I'm Atticus. How do you say that with a straight face?
That's like a Roman name.
Yeah. They have that under the hippie fucking name category.
Atticus. Huh.
I know a guy named Joe fucking Colin fucking Tino, whatever his name was. Something like that, right?
Colin Tino.
His actor name, he became the Hollywood Hawk. He was so funny. He was really a career extra. I met him when he died. Met him many years ago when I was just starting out. But he fucking introduced himself. Hi, what's your name? The Hollywood Hawk. And then in his fucking head shower, and he was like this. He had two looks side by side. Picture A was like this. Picture 2 was like this. I go, what fucking range? What diversity? Unbelievable. Were those taken like fucking 6 years apart?
Wow.
It was fucking ridiculous.
6 seconds apart.
But he insisted he was the Hollywood Hawk. That's a cool name, no?
Self-proclaimed. How about the ones that give themselves these like tough guy nicknames?
Oh, yeah.
Self-proclaimed tough
like
guys.
Like fucking killer.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, be a man. I don't think that should stand. That's not a manly thing. Everyone knows that the nickname must be appointed by your peers.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it's like fucking going down fucking, you know, for murder. Fucking, it needs to be fucking done by a jury of your peers. There needs to be people that call you that name. Not because you fucking, you're like, yeah, call me T-Bone. Blow it out your fucking ass.
Right.
I call you what I want.
That was an error fucking in my classroom. There could have been 6 Johns.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And then when my son, who I named John, went to school, there wasn't one John in his whole fucking high school career in
that's
any class
that's
anywhere.
Crazy.
Not one.
That's crazy.
When it was an all-time fucking name.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an all-time name. It was a power name, and now it's losing out to names like Waylon.
Yeah.
Waylon Jennings.
I like that. You better be a fucking country singer if you name Waylon.
Jackson, spelled J-A-X-O-N.
Oh.
I got a problem with that.
My nephew's J-A-C-K-S-O-N, I believe.
Oh, man.
Jackson. That's kind of a cool first name, I think.
I think that the fucking name fit the territory you live in. You live in Wyoming,
yeah,
for example, and all those places. Yeah. Then you got permission to choose a different column of names.
I feel like a person shouldn't be named until they're like fucking like 10 years old or something like that.
Right.
Like until you actually know who the person is. It's like... Like we said, there's names that are stereotypes that are fucking like a certain type of way. You can name somebody a name and they could just end up becoming that fucking stereotype.
They do. They can't help it.
Yeah.
Like Gaetano. You know? Yeah. Same as Gaetano Fiore. You know I'm a fucking cobbler.
Yeah.
I'm falling. I'm Gaetano Fiore. Hey, all
right. Yeah, that's a different life.
That's a whole different life, right?
Yeah, names are fucking...
They're important.
Yeah.
How about people that have weird last names? Like, you go, why the fuck didn't they change their name? I knew a guy named, for real, Ed Monkey. I swear to God, that was his real last name was Monkey.
His name was Eddie Monkey?
I swear to God, he predated Eddie Money.
Eddie Monkey.
Right. Speaking of which, Eddie Money's a cool fucking name.
Yeah.
Just changing a couple of letters, Eddie Money to Eddie Monkey, one's cool and one really sucks.
I fucking love Eddie
Monkey. His nickname's Harry.
Eddie Money, that's kind of my bad name, though.
Eddie Monkey.
Now I think back on it.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think I've changed my position on it.
Eddie Monkey.
Hotline. Be a man, hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
All right, Be a Man Hotline. This first call is about a crazy story about a guy at his grandmother's house.
What's up, guys? So I got a story for you guys. When I was a young buck, young, dumb, and full of cum, a buddy of mine had the idea that he should tell his parents that he was going to stay at my house. And I told my parents that I was going to stay at his house. Well, it turns out that we actually were going to stay at his grandparents' house that were out of town. Well, I had this girlfriend at the time, and man, she was coming on hot and heavy, so I knew I was going to get it in. And the funny part was that my way of trying to get it in was to show her a porn video and tell her, hey, let's do that. Well, anyway, my buddy's dad called him saying, hey, I need you to go and check your grandparents' house to make sure their AC has been turned down. Well, this idiot decided not to answer for his dad. So his dad assumed that he was already asleep. So then he came to his grandparents' house and found us there with two chicks and a porn going on. Well, needless to say, we ran out of the house, and this was before I could drive, so I had a bicycle, and I rode my bike to the nearest desert where I spent the night with my buddies huddled up under a BMX dirt jump. Anyway, that's one of the crazy stories that I have as a kid. Eventually, I got to smash the chick later on, but, you know, it wasn't until I spent the night in a desert. Anyway, sleep in a desert, be a man.
Bang abroad in the desert, be a man. You should have brought the girls with you.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Just when you're in the desert, sounds fucking manly and cool. You just got back from the desert.
Yeah. That's
right.
Some tumbleweed around.
Where were you? I was in the desert. Really?
Yeah, getting busted has got to be tough. Like, getting busted, like, naked, like, that's...
Especially if you thought you were going to get it on.
I know.
That's, like, one of my worst nightmares. I don't ever want anyone to see me fuck.
At least he said he smashed her later on down the road.
Yeah. I'd be interested if he wants to call back, let us know what the girls did. They ran to the desert. Where'd the girls run to?
Like the fucking Manson family. They all went to the fucking desert and did acid.
Yeah, they were probably all horned up, and they fucking ran out and got piped from someone else.
Yeah. These guys had bikes, so they're probably like 14 or 15.
Right? Yeah.
So how come everybody knows to run to the fucking desert?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do when you get caught fucking.
Anything goes wrong, I'll meet you in the fucking desert.
Did they take a horse?
Yeah. How about they took a fucking donkey?
Yeah.
It took fucking 7 days.
Be a man. Experience.
Yeah, I really don't call anybody by their real name. I have a nickname for everybody.
Yeah.
I really do.
I think it's better and more personal to have a nickname for someone than to call them by their fucking, like, given government name. You know, like, even like you were saying, like, coming up with, like, fucking just quick little flash, turbo, fucking things like that. It's a lot more, like, endearing than, like, calling someone by their first
I'll put, like, an adjective in front of a name, like Big John or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know.
Names are a great thing. You know, my name, John, plain name, I was always happy with it overall. It was common when I was a kid, but I liked it. I always liked it, and then it came less common, like an old-timer name, a little bit.
Yeah, surprisingly, right?
And, but it was always a good name, but I would fantasize about having a nice fucking fancy name every now and then, especially when I got in showbiz.
I'm not a big fan of my real first name.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you wish for even a little while you could just kind of say, today I'm known as fucking Dirk Bogard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then next week I'll be back in John Fiore, I guess.
Then next week it'd be Dirk Dingler.
Just to spice it the fuck up, right?
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.